swear to God, don't do. I'm not gonna do. I don't think I can ramble on for that long, but I'll be so mad.
Are you done?
No, because I have to keep going so that you can't do moment of silence unless Mandy. You're just going to jump in the show and this is going to be the beginning of the show and no one's going to like us because they're crazy and it's not going to be good.
Mandy's trying to do it. For you listeners, Mandy's trying to do a filibuster so I won't start the show without Jesse.
Yeah, I'm going to be a Leslie Knope for a minute. You can't stop.
You want to explain to them why Jesse's not here?
No, because I wanted McDonald's and then I wanted to shake. He said he's on his way and he'll explain, but I'll get a goddamn shake at McDonald's. Just want him a fucking shake. God damn it. Why does McDonald's advertise shakes and you never fucking have them? Like 85% of the time I go there and want a chocolate shake, they're like, oh, machine's down.
I mean, that's not as bad as when you go to Steak and Shake and literally you order one of the two. Place? Well, this was years ago before it was bad.
Okay.
But you order one of the two things they advertise and they don't have it. Can I get a milkshake? We're out. So you're just steak tonight?
And it's not even real steak?
It's not. It's steak burgers, which just means hamburgers. Hi, welcome to Podzilla After Dark.
No, it's not. It's
we're
not.
A minute in,
well,
and
it's
we're,
not
we're
dark
gonna
yet.
No, we're gonna
that
do
better
it.
Not be a minute this in.
The, it's a minute in before I finally got to do the intro. My name is Shannon Young.
For a minute.
I'm the host for tonight. Down at the end of the table is Jess Kimble.
Hello. I just woke up, so I sound weird.
To my right, Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
And to my left, Mandy Kennedy.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
2 weeks later, she finally decided to get back on the air.
Yeah.
You're done off your little vacation with your little boyfriend and your little son.
I don't want to be back.
You are.
I don't
want to
be back.
So you guys can't see it at home, but Mandy is tan as hell.
Yeah.
And her hair is multicolored.
It's so pretty.
It's black. What is it? Black, red, and blue?
It's red and blue, but the blue's just really dark right now.
Okay, so red and blue.
Yes.
So you got the Harlequin going.
No.
Well, that's her hair.
No.
She does blue and red.
But she's pink. It's blonde with pink and blue at the end.
No. My Harley is just blonde.
Hashtag not my Harley. Don't you want to ride your Harley? Mr. J.
Don't do that.
Zach Kurgis is creeping around in the background somewhere here. So we got some time till Jesse gets here. So you know what? We've never done this before on the show before. Let's do a time lapse. Everybody think really hard. And we're gonna skip time forward to when Jesse's here. Okay, ready? On the count of three, everybody go. We're going to go one, two, three, and Jesse's going to be here. One. Come on, do it with me.
One, two, three.
This fucking McDonald's.
Oh, Jesse's here, everybody. Whoa.
He was here the whole time.
He was not here the whole time.
I may have acted like you.
So, in reality, you, I'm going to pull the curtain back a little bit. We didn't actually skip time. We just paused the show until Jesse got here. but they don't know the difference. So, Jesse, please explain to everybody why you're a little bit late.
All right. So, here's the deal. Mandy texted me about an hour ago now, roughly, asking if I would grab her McDonald's on the way.
Yeah. Can't confirm.
So, I leave a bit early, and I'm going to stop by McDonald's, grab Mandy something real quick. I see the drive-thru. It's not terrible. It's not wrapped around the building or anything. There's maybe, like, it's three cars from the actual, like, ordering spot. That's not bad. I got time. I figured they'll get set up. I'll show up about maybe 5-10 minutes after. So I go up, and I get behind this woman, and she is sitting here ordering, I find out. I think she's just thinking or whatever, for 6 minutes at least. That's kind of when I started counting. She's there for 6 minutes just talking at the screen. And I assume maybe she's got, like, you know, a car full of people, whatever. I don't know. But I'm sitting there just waiting and waiting and waiting and seeing the other line go because this is one of those two-lane
things. I hate those, by the way.
Yeah, and I had somebody behind me there. I wasn't going to be able to back up and get into the other lane or anything. And finally, like, I end up Snapchatting Mandy this at this point.
Truth.
And as soon as I send the Snapchat, bitch drives off. Like, not as in around the corner, she just fucking leaves.
So she doesn't buy anything.
Correct. So I pull up to the drive-thru thing, and I see the screen, and she has ordered almost $60 worth of food at McDonald's.
How do you do that?
It's a grand question. There is so much
like,
fucking food
I feel
food
like
on
I get
screen.
So much food for like $10 there.
you can get so much food for like $10 there. But yeah, so like there's like $60.
So imagine how much food she got.
Liz. Too much.
Well, how much she ordered. There's an important distinction here. Because, yeah, she's got, you know, like $60 worth of shit on the screen, and they're trying to clear it out, and they, you know, the lady in the drive thru is like, hold on 1 second, sir, sorry. Clearing shit out, and finally, like, I guess it crashes. I don't know what happens, but it completely freezes, and I'm sitting here for like a good minute before I'm like, hello? Because nothing's happening on the screen. There's still just like $13 worth of food left up there. And, hello? Hello? So
get back to me.
So finally, like, somebody says something, and she just says, sorry, sir, please pull forward for your order. So I did. I pulled forward. I went to the first window, and I'm like, all right. So I pulled out my phone just to make sure I've got Mandy's order right. I need Mandy's order up to the chocolate shake. And then I was like, all right, I need a chocolate shake. So she just looks at me like, I'm really sorry, sir, but our shake machine is broken.
Oh, all we can do is
she just hit you with the shake machine broken.
Yeah. And so she was just like, all right, so all we can really do right now is soda and tea. And I'm like, God damn it.
How about chocolate milk? You know?
Because at that point, like, you know, I'm at the fucking window. There are people waiting for me that have already ordered. So I'm like, so I panicked and I just got her a soda.
A Sprite, which apparently is the biggest insult to her day.
Besides root beer.
Whoa, what the fuck's wrong with root beer?
No, don't even get, we've been over this. Her taste buds are wrong.
You're
That's
weird.
That's all it comes down to. She also hates steak.
Wow. Like, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Lindsay, calm down. Lindsay almost attacked her. Lindsay enjoys a good steak.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody enjoys a good steak, except people that are wrong.
Goddamn chocolate shake.
So I panicked and ordered a soda because I didn't know what the fuck else to do. I wasn't going to just drive away.
Well, I know what she wanted you to do. She wanted you to get her food there, then hop on over to Dairy Queen and get her a milkshake, and then come on back.
So, yeah, I order the food. And so then I get up to the window, and it gets even better because I'm sitting here watching like through the main window, and this girl's up there, and I feel really bad for her because something fucked up. And now it's like spitting because it's a McDonald's.
Automated.
So it's not a fancy, it's this really fancy system where it drops a cup into this fucking like
chain.
It's
automatic. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Automatic beverage system.
Exactly. Yeah. That.
And it's just going everywhere.
Well, like six cups drop into one slot and then the whole fucking thing gets stuck. There's soda spraying.
Oh. It's like, this is legit because when I worked at McDonald's, that shit did happen.
And I'm sitting there just watching through the window. She's looking at me laughing and I'm trying really hard not to laugh at her. And then I failed and I started laughing. And I'm just like, oh, God.
Garfield hates Mondays.
This is fucking so stupid. I'm sitting here just waiting. I've already paid. I've texted. That's when I texted man. He's like, this has turned into a nightmare because the real problem and what I feel the worst about, and I feel like this was hilarious to see from anyone behind me, so everybody was waiting on me, like I was at the window for a good 2 minutes, people just waiting on me, and then they hand out the little ass bag and two drinks.
We've all been there. You've been there at the drive-thru when you're waiting in line and it's 7-8 minutes have gone by and you're like, they better have ordered the entire restaurant.
Yeah, no, like,
and then they get one bag and a small soda and you go, what did they actually have to go out there and catch the chicken?
Well, kill the cow.
Because see, your first assumption when you see that is like, what did this fat fuck order? Holy goddamn shit. Was this the whole fucking restaurant? And then they hand out the bag and like, okay, so no McDonald's messed up.
Did you want one of everything? Did I ever tell you the story about, you know who Jim Cornette is?
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you the story about Jim Cornette and Dairy Queen?
No.
So Jim Cornette, it's after a show. I forget where they were at, but Jim Cornette's in a car with Chris Jericho and a couple other wrestlers. I don't remember who they are. Anyway, they go to Dairy Queen. They order $50 worth of food, and they're in line for however many minutes. They get up to the window, and he's reminding them about like what he wants on. He's like, make sure there's no whatever on it. And they tell him that they haven't started it yet. And Jim Cornette goes off, and he's like, what the fuck do you mean you haven't fucking started it yet? We think it's a fucking comedy show? And he's yelling at him because they're like, we didn't think you actually wanted it. What the fuck do you mean you didn't think I actually wanted it? He gets out of the car, goes up to the window, get back here, you stupid fat bitch! And he's just screaming obscenities at these people behind there because they thought with that much money ordered that it was a joke. That they were going to wait to make sure he paid for it before they started making it. And it pissed oh, my God, he went off. You can find the video on YouTube. I highly recommend it. It is both hilarious and depressing. Oh. But I personally hate fast food drive-through window, so I'm fine with it.
Lobby was closed.
McDonald's?
They're doing maintenance. And once I got up to the main window.
Were they doing maintenance on the goddamn shake machine? Did they shut down the lobby for it?
They fucking better. No, they apparently they're remodeling the lobby.
Again?
So they closed it. I know, right? So they closed it down. And when I got up to the drive-through window, I actually saw, like, it said we're closing this location at 8 p.m. on Thursday. And I was like, oh, shit. So I effectively went to McDonald's an hour before close. There's a bunch of people here an hour before close.
So they were just shutting the entire thing down?
Yeah, they're shutting the entire thing down today at, like, in 30
minutes.
They might
have to do, like, deep cleaning for, and, like, their grease and
oh, it's a filthy, filthy place.
And then
filthy
it's place. It's a McDonald's. It might be open tomorrow sometime.
Jeez.
I bet you they're just doing a deep cleaning on all the vents and kitchen stuff.
Probably.
You know what I had for dinner last night? Burger King. You know why I had Burger King?
Why?
Because the line at Taco Bell, after we got done recording super late, as we often do with Pro Wrestling Unscripted, and we went to Taco Bell, and the line was literally, it was what is it called? The Hope Ring.
It was wrapped around the building?
Horseshoe. It was the horseshoe. Yeah, wrapped all the way around. Fuck, couldn't think of it. And we were just like, fuck it. No. So I went to Burger King, and I don't like Burger King. Mostly because I think because she likes it so much or liked it so much. It was the first place we ever ate together.
I still remember
that. You remember that day? So I go to pick Lindsay up at the airport. So for guys that don't know, we've told the story about how Lindsay and I met.
Know.
We met on the internet. Verified that it was a woman and not a 40-year-old man in his basement.
I do not have a penis.
As my mom warned me. And I picked her up at the airport. She was wearing blue jeans that she had drawn like tiger stripes on them. Or leopard
prints.
My leopard
print ones.
Which should have been a warning, but I picked her up anyway. We drove all the way back home, and the first thing we did was went to Burger King.
I was hungry.
Yeah.
Airplane food sucks.
So what is That's Burger true. King? And it's
penis?
Really expensive.
Also, you say penis?
Peanuts.
Oh, okay.
I actually don't like going to that Burger King there by the Taco Bell.
I don't like going to Burger King in general.
Hey, it's Calvin.
I don't either.
But I discovered they have Lava Burst Orange. I see.
I mean, that's cool.
She's a big fan.
But they have the fucking Blue Lives Matter flashing on their marquee.
Do they?
Oh, thank you, sir.
Never noticed that.
I drive by it all the time. Man.
I don't pay attention.
Burger King by Taco Bell in both spots and Cape.
Mm-hmm.
No. Right, the other one's a couple blocks.
You guys talk about yourselves real quick.
The Mount Auburn one and the...
Yeah, Route K is like 3 blocks down, like from
it's
the mall.
Still really close.
It is still really close. I grant you, but the
they
first one
adjacent to
on
each
Broadway
other.
And Kings Highway. Then
the one on Broadway and Kings Highway are
the
like
the only one open right now.
You can easily throw a rock from either parking lot and hit the other easily.
No, I'm just kidding, yeah.
And then you've got the other one where
is
it's
that
two
one
blocks
open
away.
Yet?
No, not yet.
But once I saw that, I was like, damn,
it's starting to look like
really,
a building again.
And I'm back.
Huh?
Hi.
Yeah,
it's actually
like stuff,
I drove by it yesterday and it looked like it was done.
Mm-hmm.
It was ridiculous.
It definitely isn't taking as long as that bank in Jackson that took like,
seriously.
Ages.
And we had no idea what the fuck it was going to be.
That pillar?
It looked like they were building a castle there for a second.
Yes.
And then they
it was literally just a like a pillar of
like a big round pillar.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That was all that was
it
there forever.
For like a month.
No, where is this at you're talking about?
In Jackson.
Oh, I haven't been there.
Built another fucking bank.
Well,
and there are two other plots of land going under construction, and I'm betting they're going to be more goddamn banks.
Oh, so
people
pissed.
In Jackson got a lot of money. I don't know what to tell you.
Banks and churches.
Clearly.
And
then,
roads.
Like, did you see the fucking that old? I don't remember what it used to be. The burger restaurant outside of Walmart is finally becoming something.
Yeah, it was Skinny's and it was a Huddle House.
Yeah, and I was really excited.
Wait, it was a Huddle House.
Yeah,
and it failed
very briefly.
I don't know how. It was always packed.
Yeah, that's weird.
I think it's just they didn't want to be open anymore, honestly. Because at some point, like, it became the only restaurant open past 10 o'clock in Jackson.
Well, goddamn, that happened yesterday when we were trying to get food. When we saw Taco Bell was, like, to the wall, we thought, oh, okay, well, let's get something else. What's open? Literally, McDonald's or Burger King. Take your pick. That's sad,
wasn't
man.
This Huddle House open 2014?
Yeah,
we didn't want
to
go there.
Huddle
I get
House,
that. I get that.
I mean, I love Huddle House.
Confirming that it is open.
Because there's a lot of sit-down places that are open in Cape after 10.
Yeah, but this was fast food. Got to go home and edit the show.
Yeah, not a lot of drive-thrus open after 10 in Cape, which is real silly.
Though a lot of restaurants do takeout that you can just call and order it and then go pick it up.
That wouldn't have been a bad idea.
But
also don't want to spend that monies.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's becoming a goddamn realtor's office.
Yeah, I thought I saw that. I was like, oh,
what
things.
A terrible location for a realtor's office.
That's not that bad of an idea. A realtor's office and a burger joint in the same place?
Well, no, the burger joint's closed. Long gone.
I know.
Probably been closed for like 8 years.
So you got a realtor's
office
outside
the
Walmart.
I'd like to buy a house, and can I also get a double cheeseburger? Yes, you can.
I work with those realtors every time.
The best places are the ones where you have multiple facilities. It's like movies that start off as one genre but end up as another. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, yeah.
How it starts as like a heist movie and then turns into a vampire movie.
Man, that hits you out of nowhere if you don't know what's coming.
Yeah, if you didn't know what From Dusk Till Dawn was about, it would completely take it by surprise. The new movie Overlord looks like that, where it looks like a World War II film, and then it just goes into a
straight-up zombie
straight up
horror.
Straight-up occult zombie, yeah, thing. Excited.
Something semi-similar. They just added a movie to Netflix called The Package.
That's terrible.
Have you watched it?
The High Schoolers in the Woods?
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin threw it on because we had to leave in like 20 minutes. So he threw it on for the background.
Yeah. So,
what was the reaction there?
Well, I'll explain why. Like, if you watch the previews for it, you can tell what this is going to be about.
I'm gonna look see what it looks like because I may have seen this.
It's
already.
The most ugliest people I've ever seen in my life as well.
It's four average-looking high schoolers.
No, which, okay, they are okay. Ugly.
Five,
as shit.
Five average-looking high schoolers.
I just want to say
the two guys are so ugly. That is not average.
Oh my God!
The
man,
guy that just gets
to
back.
Jesus Christ over here.
The guy that just like came back from the state to the States, that's average looking. The other two, let me go barf really quick.
Easy.
Oh my God. What is happening?
It's because she's watching a movie and she has that blinding. Zach, am I right? They're average looking motherfuckers.
I'm looking at a picture of them right now. They look very average.
Yeah, exactly. So the girls are bordering. The blonde is really cute.
Yeah, the girls are fine.
What is happening?
Just that redheaded guy.
Why are we judging
their
looks? Why are we judging their looks?
I don't.
Isn't it 2018 at this point?
So yeah, basically Netflix grabbed like five average-looking high schoolers.
You mean for once they didn't grab fucking supermodels to play high schoolers?
Right. Exactly. We did not get like some 21-year-old Californian that's been a model.
Jesus Christ.
So anyway, yeah, you got five average-looking high schoolers for this film. I had no idea what this movie was about. I had an hour and a half to kill, so I just turned it on last night, and because I was like, fuck it, why not? The movie is about this kid cutting his dick off, and then they spend the rest of the movie trying to get it to him in the hospital.
So that's The Package.
That is The Package. And I did not see this coming. I had no idea what this movie was about. Whenever he cuts his dick off, it was...
All right, I have a question.
Justin told me about the snake part.
Oh, my God. That was funny.
I have a question. Before I ask the question, I'm going to make a statement. I'm going to turn my mic off when I say it real quick.
All right. People are still going to be able to hear you.
Okay, I'm back.
I'll give it to you. The redhead kid is not good looking.
He's not good looking.
He's not.
God,
but again,
one is the one.
Yeah, by Hollywood standards, yeah, he's hideous.
So
but, like,
hideous.
By average high school kid... Like he's below
an
average.
He's average high school kid.
He is below average.
I'll give you below
still.
Average. Like he is a below average high school kid.
Okay.
The normally, other two are average high schoolers.
Normally when someone makes a statement so rude like that, my first instinct would be, well, what supermodel are you fucking? But Justin Smart is a good looking guy, so I can't say anything.
I know.
So, but damn, Mandy. Sing. So my question was, why did he cut his dick off? And I'm sorry, if you've never seen The Package before and you're going to watch it.
Why?
First off, do you give it a thumbs up?
Nope.
Okay. It's not high cinema.
I saw, no.
It's not high cinema. It's not high art. But like, if you've got an hour and a half to kill, it's pretty fucking funny.
He's fucking with a butterfly knife while peeing.
Yeah, he's drunk as shit because they're high school kids.
And he bought one, so he's trying to do tricks.
Yeah, they're high school kids Lindsay on does, spring break.
Lindsay does not look amused.
Hold on.
It gets better, Lindsay.
It gets better.
So, I don't have tolerance for idiocy.
They're high school kids on spring break. This happens towards the beginning of the movie anyway, so like by all means, this is not a huge spoiler. Right. Apparently, if you watch the previews for it, they make a big deal about the fact that this dude got his dick cut off. So yeah, they're out hiking like in the middle of nowhere. And they're drunk as shit. They're all underage. And dude goes out to pee. Yeah, he bought a butterfly knife. He's fucking with it. And he's using the knife, I guess, to, I don't know, do something near his dick. Like, I think he was trying to use it to help
aim his
dick.
I think he was cutting the pee.
He was cutting
the
pee at
first. Jesus Christ.
He was cutting the pee.
Why did they not leave him to bleed to death in the woods?
It's natural selection. That's all it is.
So then, like, the other two guys hear him talking to himself while he's peeing and cutting his pee. And so they're going to scare him.
Oh, jeez.
And so they poke him with a stick, throws him off balance, and shink.
It must be a sharp knife.
It was a really fucking sharp knife. Because he bought it at a gun and knife show with a military ID he found on the ground.
Awesome.
What is this movie?
So, he cuts his dick off. It goes flying through the air. There is so much blood. And again, I didn't know this was coming. I was so uncomfortable.
Justin was like, yeah!
So
like
wait, which
crazy.
Kid is it?
Andrew
is it the redhead?
From the living room.
It's the
no,
long,
the,
long-haired guy.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even see a long-haired guy.
The long-haired kid.
I'm pretty sure those are both girls. Pretty sure those are both girls.
Yeah. That's his twin sister. He's not on there.
Is it that guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the guy from American Vandal. One of the guys from American Vandal.
Gotcha.
The long-haired kid in American Vandal.
I looked up the package on Google. I wanted to see what the picture for the movie looked like. And Mandy's sitting there talking about, "You're so ugly!" This is the first picture that pops up. And I was like, what are you talking about? They're gorgeous. It's just a group of Asian people. And they're all beautiful. And I thought, Jesus, if that's your fucking standards, no man ever has a chance. Justin, you better run. No. She's clearly using you for your dog.
Aww.
There might be a little truth
to
that.
Well, no, I got vacation out of him now, too. So
don't say it on the air. Don't say it on the air.
Whatever.
Wait till the microphones are off. So
he knows. You
do recommend the package.
If you, yeah, like again, I want to say,
if you're that bored,
I want to say it's hilarious. Andrew also thought it was hilarious. He watched it after he heard me laughing about it in the other room. Also, after he heard me making like horrible cringing noises when I saw the dick get cut off.
Do they show the penis?
They do several times.
Is it a big penis?
Why would
it's
you do
it's
that?
An average sized penis.
Well, Hollywood average, Mandy, or. What kind are we talking about?
I guess it's average.
Is it porn average? Where the porn, like it's 14 inches. That's on the conservative side for Lexington Steel. You know what I mean? Well, while you were watching the package over the weekend, I watched Predator for the 500th time.
And
that's
Allie
a fantastic
fell
movie.
Because Allie and I had the day off, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to introduce your ass to some class today. I'm going to show you The Predator. Have you ever seen it? She's seen The Predator that they made a couple years ago, the one we saw in theater
Predators.
with Shank and Bob.
Yeah.
And I showed her this. I'm like, this is one of the greatest movies of all time. It really is. It's an 80s action movie. It's another genre film where if you don't know that it's about The Predator, it's like a Vietnam movie kind of, even though it's not Vietnam.
It starts out as like, this mercenary, like A-team almost kind of situation going.
And it's truly like
he pushes too many pencils.
Yeah, the It's Always Sunny joke. The body, Jesse, the lineup in Predator with Carl Weathers, Jesse the Body Ventura. Muscle mass alone, Jesse.
I don't want to have another conversation about muscle mass.
Yes, you do, because you've seen them. And I show her the movie, and I'm like, this movie can't miss. It's Schwarzenegger. It's a bunch of big, hunky, sweaty dudes in the jungle together, touching each other, beans, half naked next to each other. She's going to love this. She fell asleep 20 minutes in, and I don't think I've ever been angrier at her than when she fell asleep during Predator. You don't fall asleep during Predator.
Such a good movie.
It's such
I
a good movie.
Fall asleep during Predator?
No one's ever fallen asleep in front of Predator. I mean, usually when someone falls asleep in front of a predator, it's because he slipped them something. But not if they're wearing the anti-rape panties that we saw today.
Yeah, Jesse, you missed that.
Anti-rape panties. Go on.
They're comfortable, and they look normal, according to the commercial.
They do not look normal. If you were to see a woman in those, let me tell you, you're probably not going to want to do her anymore.
It's literally like it's like armor in a way that girls put on, and it's got like a twisting thing. It's like a puzzle that you have to do to get them off. You can't pull them down. Mm-hmm. You can't tear them off. You can't cut them. You can't rip them.
You can't even cut it with a knife.
Yeah, you literally have to like put in a combination to get them to get the thing out so you can take them down, which will deter men from raping women, which is great.
And I see an immediate problem.
All right, let's beyond the look of the underwear. All right, Mandy, say you're really drunk.
Yeah, we had this discussion.
I said, if you forget the combo, you just fucked and you got pissed yourself multiple times? Like, what do you do? Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's where I was going.
Yeah.
I think they're going to come out with like a Tara Reid edition that's like that soaks it in.
But
you know
they
what I
look
mean?
Like they look.
You know
like,
what I mean? The urine.
That's gross.
Okay. Well,
they look like really thick boxer briefs.
They do.
But like not like. Hey, boxer briefs, like, what in the fuck, boxer briefs?
They're like tighty-whitey boxer briefs.
And then this girl's just like, normal, and puts on some blue jeans over. I'm like, bitch, no, you would not.
And then once she puts the dress on, and what did you say?
And she, like, wiggles her hips when, like, has the shirt up, like, coming down, like, shaking. I'm like, what, could try and rape me? It's like, that's what it looked like. If you saw the video.
Try and rape me. And I said.
I think Mandy is currently victim shaming at the moment.
This is why you don't give me Sprite.
She's not a victim. She can't be. No one's getting into Fort Knox. And my response.
And she ain't getting out of them.
My response to that was, it's like jail. You can't get in or out. Without. My response to that was that, for the first time ever, if a guy sees that on it, he'll not rape her because for once, she's clearly not. Look what she's wearing. She's not asking
I know,
for
I
it.
I know. If we're about to do it and I pull everything off and that's what I'm wearing, be like, hang on a second. Are you still going to want to? Like,
or maybe that's how you can tell if someone really loves you because they got to work for it.
Now, let's be fair. So. This actually could be great at proving, you know, like against that. Well, they were asking for it because if somebody manage to rape a girl having these.
That's true.
Then clearly they were not asking for it because they were wearing these underwear.
It's a sad state of affairs that is even a thing that someone
has
to wear.
It's a very interesting thing to wear.
Anti-rape underwear. Jesus Christ.
Is that what it said on the thing, too?
I think it said anti-rape underwear.
There are just so many logistical problems with this idea.
And I feel like, you know who probably made them? Who came up with a man?
Well, yeah.
It was a guy that came up with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Empowering is what it is. Hey, real quick, because we didn't talk about it, the motherfucker of the week is Fox News. Thanks to Lindsay, because she pointed out Aretha Franklin passed away today.
Yeah.
Very sad. The queen of
Rest
soul.
In peace.
Yeah, yeah. Love her music. Great voice. Not enough good things I can say about her. But Fox News ran a memorial video, tribute video, and it showed a picture of Patti LaBelle by accident.
Well, it was supposed to be a picture of Patti LaBelle and Aretha Franklin, but the way they did it, it cut Aretha out of the picture.
There's the funny part, mm-hmm. because that's their excuse.
Yeah,
they looked it up. They never appeared in the same picture together at all.
Because I was looking at it too.
Yeah, turns out they were not on stage together. So Fox News lied.
So somebody fucked up real bad.
Someone fucked up real bad and covered their tracks multiple times. They're like, no, she was there.
No, she was in that picture.
Look, they look so similar.
They Photoshop them together and then release it tomorrow. Well, this is the private image we had.
This is the image we got.
Been locked away for years and bury it.
It's been in the Disney vault.
Yeah.
But they also put the National Enquirer's Bat Boy in the background. Remember fucking
God
Bat
damn,
Boy.
Damn, they don't even look even a little bit alike now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ever, but I was seeing if like maybe there was a picture.
Where they're like, side by side and we're like, well, they look like sisters.
Yeah, because well, there is like a picture on Yahoo of them side by side.
I saw the image because one of my high school English teachers posted it with the comment of, well, they all look alike to those at Fox News.
I mean, that's accurate. That's honestly why I think they're, you know, that motherfucker of the week is apt for them because like no one will notice.
Yeah.
Our viewers won't notice. It might have well said, no, I can't say those words anymore. I can't. Even if I'm making fun of Fox News, I can't do it. I just can't. No, I'm not going to do it. Don't make me do it. All right, fine. What?
Zach's had a knife out near his crotch. I was getting worried.
I doubt that.
Zach
said, I'm not
vest.
Drunk. I'd like some proof, please.
Vest I wanted.
I do not have a breathalyzer, unfortunately.
But it's a zipper.
We don't
it's
have
a zipper and buttons.
Are you guys talking about his
yes,
vest again?
Yes, because it's so fucking cool.
And it has a hood. Yeah, no,
I
it has
know.
Everything Mandy wants in a vest.
I know.
Yeah, Zach where did
run.
You get it again?
She'll take it from you.
I go, where'd you get that? I need one.
She did. She said, where did you get it from? And Zach
oh,
says,
oh, now it's really gone.
A
Zach,
lesbian.
Run.
Wait, what? What is happening?
Well, Zach taunted her.
Zach's going to die.
Zach almost died recently. He doesn't need any help almost dying.
Well, then he shouldn't be a dick.
She is much faster than she looks, and she already looks really fast.
I can't outrun her. I can tell you that right now.
You said you can or can't?
I can't.
I know you can't. You couldn't before.
I could probably run maybe half a block, if that.
Oh, that's not going to get away from Mandy.
No, I'll
speaking
take
of Mandy, how was your vacation?
It was amazing.
Go on.
We didn't really do that much. We went down there and went to the
it
beach.
It was amazing. We didn't do that much.
We went to the beach. Like,
beach
every
makes
day.
An amazing
That's
vacation
literally
for
all
Mandy.
I needed. We went on a dolphin cruise. That was exciting, and saw some dolphins.
Oh, you didn't ride them?
No.
Oh,
I wish I could have swam with them.
No, no, not swim with them.
You just
ride them.
I don't. I mean, okay.
Like Donkey Kong.
Well, I mean, have you seen Justin and King of the Hill? Those dolphins wouldn't be able to help themselves.
So you went to La Grunta?
What? Why? This is why I don't talk about myself.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Please tell us. I'm actually curious about your vacation.
I mean, really, we just kind of lazy. Went to the beach, went home, and we're kind of lazy. We took one day off from the beach and treated Mike to Teen Titans Go in the theater.
How was that?
God awful. The longest hour and a half of my fucking life. I could have passed out so easily.
You
it was
at least
terrible.
Had that teaser end credit scene,
oh
didn't
my
you?
God,
at least some of you stayed for the end credit.
We
right?
did. Okay, we good. Did. But God, it was God. There's like three parts where I giggled, but it lasted for 3 seconds. Like it was not
a particularly funny fart joke.
No, no, there was what was it? I don't remember because it wasn't that amazing for me to remember. But we treated Mike to that, and he really liked it, so that was all that mattered. And then we did the dolphin cruise, and then we just did the beach next day. I mean, we went out to eat a couple times.
So you literally just went out and just laid on the beach.
That's literally all I wanted, was to sit on the beach and play in the sand and play in the ocean.
Yeah, if that happens with no injury, that's like top-tier vacation for Mandy.
Oh, yeah. Everything went well.
Has that happened with an injury before?
No.
I don't know, but I think that would ruin the vacation.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, we had a good time. Mike had a blast.
Now, which beach did you go to?
We were in the Pensacola area, so we went to Pensacola Beach once. But the place we're actually staying in was in Navarre, which is like 20 minutes from Pensacola, and they had their own beach, and it was just as clear. And to get to Pensacola, you had to pay $1 to go on the toll over the toll bridge. So we were just like, well, this one doesn't have a toll, and it's closer and empty. So we just went to that. So Navarre, I don't know. It was awesome. They have it as the most relaxing beach, and it was really relaxing.
Blue water and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the only beach I ever went to. Lindsay, tell them about the beach that we went to.
Do we have to?
Yeah, tell them.
I took him up to Lake Erie. No, he did not go in the water. Well, yes, there were dead fish everywhere.
Yeah, so my beach was like murky.
Murky and gross because it's a lake.
I'm about to say, the Great Lakes are not great.
We were talking about next year just getting a big group and we can all go and rent out a giant condo.
We might not be here next year. Like, I don't know.
You don't have to be here. Then you just meet us in Florida.
Oh, but if we're not around each other, are we really going to talk? I mean, come on. Let's be honest.
All right, bye.
I'm just saying. No, I'm just being honest.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because he doesn't talk to us much while we're around him.
That's not true. You guys are never around me. I mean, on the show, sure, but...
Well, because you don't go anywhere other than gaming grounds.
I don't like to go places. I like to be at home. Home is where no one can hurt me. No one ever gets hurt in their home.
Ah.
We got new neighbors on both sides of us now.
Yep.
Yeah. They moved in
yesterday.
Yeah,
I came home to a U-Haul parked in our spot last night.
That's a good first impression, is to park a U-Haul in the clearly marked spot that's for this apartment.
With like 5 unmarked spots very close
by.
Yeah, but they were all taken. Now that school's back, we live in the district.
I mean, they really
as
weren't
you guys know.
When I got home. There were 3 other empty spots.
So there were 3 empty spots and the van was still in our spot?
Yep.
And you didn't go next door and say, hey, could you move it?
I didn't know that it was there or not. Like, I don't know which one
was
parked there. I'm not going to knock on every freaking door.
Why not? You did that time you were looking for your vacuum.
No, I'm about ready to just call the damn cops and say, pull this thing out of my spot. It's illegally parked.
Unfortunately, it's private property. So, like, LaCroix has to call a tow truck.
Yeah, but our people have told us to call the cops if it's after office hours.
Yeah, but the cops aren't going
to
do anything.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think the cops literally can't do anything without it.
Yeah.
Like, they can knock on the door and ask them to move. But, like, yeah, it's private property for the district. Like, Google Maps isn't even allowed to go down those fucking lanes.
Really?
Yeah, because it's private property. Like, they can go up Spring Street. Like, go to Google Maps, like, and do the street view.
Yeah.
You can do Spring Street, but, like, going down any of the roads, like, to the apartments, you can't do.
You're not missing much.
No.
I like to go on Google Maps and look at, like, where we used to live, because if you look at the image, it's still our car. You know? Because they took it, like, a couple years ago.
Oh.
That's, like, Bob's old car.
Which
is neat. I don't know.
Yeah, I've gone looking for my car in various places on Google Maps. I found Kevin's car at the mall, and Garrett's car is at our apartment, and that's it.
Huh.
My car is not anywhere. Like, I mean, I found other people's cars that I know, but
how did you do that?
What do you mean?
How'd you find them?
Just go to their old haunts. Yeah, they're old pictures usually for Google.
So, like, I went to, for all the years I worked at GameStop, I went to, like, on Google Maps for Street View in the mall parking lot. Yeah, I went in there and looked at, like, the parking lot. And Kevin's car is in, like, both periods.
Yeah.
That I when you. I worked there,
how
mine's
often
not.
Do they do that?
Do what?
How often do they update that?
Depends.
Well, not very often.
I wonder if my car's at work. Probably.
Yeah. Probably your old car though, like old oh, car.
You have to try and find your Civic in there. Yeah. And they probably didn't go into that parking lot.
Mm. Which if Google Maps, I could literally, oh God, this is such a boring topic, but whatever. I could lose myself with Google Maps for hours.
Especially once you put your VR on.
Yeah, the VR version where you're actually like looking around and stuff. It's so cool.
It was really trippy. He said it at my parents' house. And I'm like, I'm in the middle of the road. I'm going to get run over. He's like, no, you're not. I look to my left, and in the picture, there's a truck.
There's a
coming
truck coming
down.
Right
oh
at
my
yeah.
God.
Which is neat.
That's awesome.
It was hilarious.
Especially when you've never, like, we're trying to show Allie, like, okay, this is Kennywood, and this is where Lindsay grew up, and stuff like that. It's just cool to be able to go there. Yeah. And we went to, I think, Rio. Where's the place with the giant welcoming, the giant statue of Christ? Well, is it Rio de Janeiro? No. Where is it? What is it called? The Redeemer?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. The only one I can think of is Butter Jesus.
I just made him go to Disney.
It's Butter Jesus. It's the giant statue of Jesus that's giving you the thumbs up and looks like it's made out of butter.
Also, it's Christ the Redeemer, and
Big
it's in
Butter Jesus.
It's in Rio de Janeiro.
And the
so
only reason
right.
the only reason I know about this is because of an old talk radio show. There was a performer that put that in a song. Like I think he made a song called Big Butter Jesus.
You know what statue I'm talking about, don't you?
I vaguely.
The giant statue where he's like this, and it's on like a mountain overlooking the city and stuff, and it's huge.
And then they
ripped it off for Warcraft when you go to Booty Bay, and the goblin that's sitting out there like
that's
that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
No, the only thing like that I've seen is on the way to Indianapolis. There is a colossal cross.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like a huge fucking cross.
Yeah.
And it even has its own website, like the Big Cross in Illinois or something like that.
Is it Bald Knob?
I don't know.
It might be. I've heard of Bald Knob.
All I know is you go past a really big prison and then you see that.
Yep, pretty much.
I hope it's Bald Knob because that's the dirtiest name.
That is one with a cross, but.
I look up Giant City and instead I get pictures of bikes. Whatever. Anyway. We weren't the only people to watch anything over the weekend. I want to Lindsay watched Voltron.
Yes.
And I Lindsay never gets shut up, Lindsay. You never get to talk, so please tell us.
But it just came
the irony is that I told her to shut up.
You're such a jerk.
Clap for me, Mandy.
See, I'm not making this up.
Yes, I was it's very like happy that I had 13 episodes of season 7. As opposed to 6 that I was expecting.
You said it was the end of the series, though.
It's not. There's one more season. Season 8 is going to be the last season. I'm going to be sad.
I'm almost caught up on Voltron.
It's going to be done. You need to finish watching it.
I've gotten up to seasons. Like, I'm in season 7 now.
Mandy, do you not watch Voltron?
No.
This is just a Jesse and Lindsay thing?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's such a good show.
It's so good. Yeah, no. Once season 7, after you get past like the first like 2-3 episodes... You're not going to want to stop.
I mean, that kind of happened in season 6.
Because it just gets intense.
Yeah, I can see that. I'm on like episode 2 of season 7 right now.
We're on episode
2. So, have you met the almighty Bob yet?
No.
Years ago. He used to work at GameStop.
No.
You remember the almighty Bob? We're on we're on episode 3 of Channel Zero Candle Cove. Have you seen it?
It's disturbing.
Have you seen it?
I have not.
Mandy, have you seen that show?
It's
Jesse,
good, but
what is the show?
Channel Zero, Candle Cove.
I've never even heard of it.
When did we talk about this show? We talked about this. Was it Tuesday?
Tuesday.
We talked
about
I Want to Believe a little bit. Yeah. It's an anthology series like American Horror Story.
Mm.
And you've watched American Horror Story, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's not good.
No.
We can all agree on that. Have you seen it?
Nope.
There's a few really good seasons.
There's a few really good episodes of seasons. It's true. But the only one I watched all the way through was season 1, which was Murder House. Zach, have you seen American Horror Story?
Yeah, Murder House is the only one I've watched the whole way.
Season 1 was great until the end.
Yeah, it got a little...
It had some bad moments for sure.
Yeah, like the ghost blowjob.
That was dumb.
I didn't understand that one. It's like they were just trying to see what they could get away with on TV.
Ghostbusters already did it, so like I let it slide.
But it was a dream in Ghostbusters.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Technically. Okay, here it is. Originally, they shot a scene where they were at like a Civil War museum, and it actually happened. They cut the scene, but they put the part back in as a dream instead. And so he wakes up during it and falls over. Or he just fell over and they didn't show the ghost during it. I don't know. It's one of the two.
I thought I remember the scene being like he's in bed with a ghost,
and then the pants
a cigarette.
No. The pants come unzipped. They go down. His eyes cross, and then you see him in bed, and he falls out of bed afterwards.
Yeah,
like he's dreaming.
I don't remember that second part.
It is
Jesse.
I mean, I believe you.
Yeah, please. If there's one thing you don't question me on,
I know
I'm not Cody.
I do believe you. Oh no, I just don't remember
Cody.
But anyway,
yeah, Murder House wasn't that great. And that's the only one that I've ever watched other than Roanoke, which was really bad.
Roanoke was awful.
Really, really bad.
I had to stop watching that one. It was so bad. I liked Hotel a lot.
Didn't watch Hotel.
That one is, you should.
I heard Asylum's really good, too.
Asylum was okay. I didn't like it very much.
Coven,
Coven was okay. Coven.
Welcome to American Horror Story, the review show.
Seriously, Coven actually pissed me off a lot. Like, okay, so you have, like, the premise is this war between witches, voodoo priestesses, and witch hunters, and it's boring as fuck.
How?
Exactly.
So it's like when I took my anthropology class that was, what was it?
Okay.
I don't even remember the name of it now. Oh, my God. It was like Mysteries, Myths, and Magic or something like that.
Well, Guy Fieri.
And no. And it was all just non-literate shamanistic colonies that we learned about. And it was boring as all get out.
That's unfortunate. Yeah, no, it sounds very similar to that. Because, yeah, I was super pumped about the premise for the season. And it was boring and it had a happy flowery ending. Like, it was
better than Roanoke, where they all get hunted by the ghosts of murderous whatever. They get out of the house, then they decide to go back.
Yeah, no, like honestly, like it wasn't terrible until like
they went back.
About to say the half season turn or the mid season turn,
and then the finale was just bad. It was a bad show.
Hotel was cool because like that
they're still making them.
I know people are still watching.
Hunter and I think I told this on Tuesday. Hunter asked me to watch the last season. Because he wanted someone to suffer with him, because he also watched it.
That was Roanoke, wasn't it?
No, Roanoke, and then it was the one with clowns and politics or something like that. What was it?
Cult,
yeah.
I didn't realize there had been a season since Roanoke.
Yep, and now there's a new one coming out, which is called Apocalypse, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, they're combining multiple ones, but whatever.
I mean, they did that in a couple of them.
Yeah, they usually do that.
To meet, yeah, to converge. For some of the characters, can't hear Zach, they're slowly starting to converge.
Yes. So, some people are loud enough to pick up on the mic. He is not.
Zach is not.
He's a soft-spoken gentleman. Well, Channel Zero Candle Cove is about a child psychiatrist who goes back to where he grew up, where his brother went missing. And there was a bunch of murders in like the 80s. Mm. And there was a TV show called Candle Cove that everyone kind of remembers, but no one knows anything about. And the puppets are legit. And we said this on Tuesday, but now I can say it with the F word. The puppets are legitimately fucking scary.
Uh-huh.
Because they will show up in the real world full-sized. So whereas the little like hand puppet in the show, now you got this giant fucking mustache thing. And it's super creepy. And yeah, it's a legitimately creepy show. I really like it. It's way better than American Horror Story. And they don't have to rely on the like, oh, we're on FX that American Horror Story does. Because it's a sci-fi show. Sci-fi channel.
Oh.
And yeah. Well, don't let that deter you. I know
like
I say
this.
I say it's a sci-fi channel.
Is that not
channel.
Disturbing?
That's a little disturbing.
Which one is it? Which one are you showing?
That's the mustache guy.
The mustache guy. Yeah. When that shows up just in your room.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's another person that's entirely made out of teeth.
Which is this.
I'm sure I won't watch that.
And it eats teeth.
Oh my.
It's just all teeth.
Yeah, it's just all teeth.
That's
it's
fucked
real
up looking.
Yeah.
It's Teeth Man.
Yep, definitely staying away.
Yeah.
Although I am excited for this year's Terrifying Tana Thursdays. Or
oh,
no,
man.
Are you afraid of PZF?
Here we go.
Yeah,
that's what we're
that's
the
what we
pirate
did.
One we've seen so far, too.
Let me see the pirate
one. That's kind of neat.
Yeah,
the
again,
skeletal pirate.
It's sitting in the corner staring at you in the dark.
Yeah, and as a little puppet, like, that's it's kind of neat. It's kind of creepy.
The puppet freaked me out. I was a little freaked out to go downstairs in the dark after that episode.
There's not many things that can make me actually go, whoa. And the first time you see that thing, like, he looks over and it's just in a corner staring at him. It literally makes you go, oh, okay. Wasn't expecting that one at the racist yard sale.
What?
That's his other thing. He's obsessed
hard
with
left
right
turn.
Now.
This it's going to be a good October. We're going to watch Tales from the Hood 2.
Love how we're talking about this in August.
It's a month and a half away. 2 months and a half away.
I'm already getting to make the Labor Day weekend schedule at work.
Did you know it's only like 3.5 months till Christmas?
I don't want to think about that.
Like, I was talking to Ace about this the other day because like Dollar Store has like Halloween stuff out already, not Christmas, not yet. But they already have Halloween stuff out already. And I was sitting there talking to Ace, like, all right, as much as I love Halloween getting the recognition it absolutely deserves, in that the same recognition that Christmas gets, Christmas also shouldn't hit until December 1st. October 1st should be Halloween.
Yeah,
and again,
you have the entire month.
Yeah, and again, I fucking love Halloween. I like it more than Christmas. I do. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
Like, I love Christmas. Don't get me wrong. Halloween's
Christ hasn't
my favorite.
Touched you.
But we're only in August.
Oh, I know. And yeah, we'll start seeing Christmas decorations on November 1.
Okay,
or
but
before Halloween. You already will. Yeah.
To be fair, as a kid, I remember the time in between like my birthday and Halloween being like a year. I remember between Halloween and Thanksgiving being months. Thanksgiving and Christmas being months. There was so much time in between them to like direct.
As a kid,
but
yeah.
Now, yeah, that shit creeps up on you fast. It's like the moment it's Thanksgiving, next week it's Christmas. Yep. And you're just like, holy shit, I'm looking at my clock right now thinking it's mid-August right now. It will be Christmas in 4 months.
Uh-huh.
It will be Halloween in 2 months. Yeah. Oh my God. How? How, time? Please stop. I'm going to grab a kid and just say, hold on to me and slow down time so I can live like you.
Now, yeah, time is relative. Has
parents
a few
hate
different
when you
meanings,
do that.
Apparently.
What's that?
I said time is relative, has a few or several meanings.
Calvin has tried to push on me that the closer you get to the earth, the slower time goes.
What?
That's one of his crackpot,
so
I want to believe,
taller?
Theories. So as you get
so
taller.
So you're saying we just all need to like crawl around on the ground like worms.
Yeah, we need a slither. We need to play
night crawlers.
Yeah.
Well, okay. And that'll slow down time.
I mean, it'll make it seem slower. Because time is nothing, Jesse. Time is but death is but a door. Time is but a window. I will be back.
I got nothing.
It's Ghostbusters 2. Viggo the Carpathian, Cody. I'm going to ride his ass until he comes back on the show.
Oh,
which will be never.
I was about to say, that's not going to happen.
I want to say a quick, we have a lot of friends that are teachers. I want to say welcome back. Good luck.
Happy back to school.
Yeah. We know
and
you
have. For students.
Yeah, fuck them.
Oh.
Fuck all you know the, all the right. Children in Cape Girardeau SOBs.
That's Shannon's view. And honestly, I'm surprised it's that view. Shannon should be thrilled.
Yeah, less like, people.
Yeah, like welcome back to school. Now parents won't leave their children in gaming grounds for Shannon to babysit during
all
the
day.
Week.
Yeah, but I still have to deal with the parents. I had one woman come in today, and she had children with her, and they traded stuff in, and they ended up having like $26 left over. And she's like, first off, they bought time cards with their trade-ins, which I never did get a full answer on that, and I hate when people do that because, oh, it's a long story. But they had $26 left over, and the little kid just goes, all right, cash. And she looks at me, she goes, okay, cash. And
you can't do that.
Well, I could have, but I didn't. I told her, sorry, I can't do cash right now. And she literally looked at me, and in that voice and that face said, you can't do $26 in cash?
No,
at which point, I went into full detail about, well, we have to have this much money to cover if people purchase stuff. Like, I went into a full explanation that went about 3 minutes about why, as she's just waiting for me to finish, and I'm dragging it out on purpose because she dared to fucking question me.
And did you finish it with, and you wouldn't fucking get $26 because it's 20% less for cash? You dumb bitch.
And then I knocked her games out of her hand. Stupid ass bitch. yeah, I'm glad they're back. Fuck them. Fuck everything.
Shannon's just in a bad mood.
I am in a bad mood. I really am. We've been... I can't even go into detail about why I'm in a bad mood. Because it's this same bullshit that we've had to deal with in the world of professional wrestling for a while now. You probably imagine what it is.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just ridiculous. It's really draining. I mean, I didn't want to do this show. I am surprised. We're 50 minutes in. We got about 10
really?
Minutes left.
Hey.
I am shocked we got this far because I am not in this mentally.
I'm
so glad you had a bad story about McDonald's and that you were loud and obnoxious about your vacation and that you like Voltron.
Damn.
I love Voltron. I'm rewatching it.
I also wasn't particularly enthused about doing a show tonight.
Yeah, I wanted to cancel.
Just because the last 2 days, At my primary job, we have been moving an office around.
Yeah.
And by around, I mean from one building to another.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, they got a new building. So yesterday was a 13-hour day. And then I spent all day today moving stuff around, hooking up computers, and, oh, God, moving stuff around cubicles is not fun when you have to, like, get down underneath the cubicles, move all the cables around. Oh, yeah, you would actually have been great at this.
She's like a little, like a ferret when you put him in the little, the cages where it has all the little tunnels and stuff. That's Mandy. She's a little ferret.
But right now, like, my knees feel like I've been giving sucky blowies for $3. Like, my knees are fucked up at the moment.
You can tell Jesse's the head nurse.
So you're not going to come to the gym?
No.
Dang.
Not after, like, this entire week, no.
God damn. Are you going to the gym tonight?
Yeah.
So Bob and I went to the gym on, well, first off, we went for a hike out in nature.
Yay!
On Sunday.
And you didn't
Was
call
it Sunday?
Me?
Yeah, because I stayed in my room and watched Voltron.
You
I
were in town.
Yeah, we came back Saturday.
Oh, I didn't know that. And no, I did not call you.
You wouldn't call me anyways.
I would call. Well, no, I wouldn't because I wouldn't embarrass myself in front of you. Because there is a giant hill that Bob warned us about. We went out to by the, you know, when you go between Cape and Jackson, there's that conservationist
the Cape
area.
Park.
Yeah. We went out there and we hiked in the woods.
Oh, where the Pokemon stops are? There's two Pokemon stops out there?
No. This was out in the woods. There was nothing.
There's Pokemon stops out there.
My phone was half dead. Or my phone was like 5%, so I didn't pull it out.
I don't think it's rocky.
There aren't stops like that far out.
There's one up a giant fucking hill. I know what he's talking about.
There's a giant hill we go up, and Bob warned us about it, and I was like, it can't be that bad. And I see it, and I thought, well, it's not that bad. And we go up it, and I'm like, it's me, Allie, and Bob, because, again, Lindsay stayed home. We'd done the Pokemon Go event before that, and that was a great time. Asa Gray joined us, and we met up with some old friends that we used to work with at Stephen Berry's. I got four shiny Eevees.
I want one of those real
Lindsay
bad.
Got none.
I got zero, but I got a Registeel.
She did get a Registeel. But anyway.
That's cool.
So we go hiking. I've already been walking for like 2 hours before this. Then we decided to go hiking because Bob wanted to go. And we get up to the hill, and I thought, that's not going to be bad. Allie's with me. She never works out. She's in, like, I'm a bigger guy, but she's never worked out in her life. So she's going to suck at this. And as we're walking up, I hear her just.
Plus, I mean, she's already got the joints of like a 90-year-old, too.
It's true. She almost had lupus. I was going to have to put her down with a silver bullet. But we get halfway up it, and she's breathing better as we get further. And meanwhile, I'm deteriorating at a quick rate. It's the point halfway up where I almost go down on all fours like a beast to crawl up the hill.
How do you compare it to, have you gone up Cardiac Hill on SEMO's campus?
Just about 2 weeks ago, because Allie had to go pay her tuition because something got screwed up for this last semester, and we had to walk up it, and I thought, man, you guys always complain about this fucking hill, and as we get up it, I'm literally like,
all right, there's almost no chance that was Cardiac Hill.
Maybe it was near it. Well, whatever. It was a hill.
Because the only reason to be going on Cardiac Hill is if you were coming from Towers towards, like, basically going south.
Well, I don't know what any of that means, and I don't know where south is.
You know where the four, like, big dorms are?
I don't.
By the Show Me Center?
I don't. But we're not near the Show Me Center.
Okay.
I wasn't on Cardiac Hill. It's fine.
I'm just trying to
do what?
Towers is kind of by the Show Me Center.
It's
right?
A little bit kind of by the.
All right. So wherever of the like admissions offices or something like that.
Academic, the big one with the big dome.
Possibly, yeah. So I was near there. We had to park away from it though and walk up to it. So I don't know.
Where did you park?
Far away.
It wasn't too far away. You know where you turn right, like you got. Was it Emo's?
That light?
Yeah, you turn left at the light to go in, mm-hmm. and down away there's a parking spot to the left. We parked there, and then we walked across the street and walked up.
Oh, that's not
That's
cardiac.
Not cardiac.
Yeah, no.
I already said that. I said that 5 minutes ago.
I know, but I just wanted to make sure. I just wanted to make sure, because that's just normal.
I have been, well,
like,
fucking
literally,
hills are
it's
normal
avenue.
I hate walking up hills. Walking down them are so much more fun.
Yeah, walking up hills sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the one out on this trail, because after we got up the hill, and I was like, okay, I made it.
At least there's a bench there.
Well, see, you know, the bad thing about it was, like, I don't get out of breath. I wasn't out of breath. I get that pain in my chest that I've been getting, which freaks me out, because I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to have to start taking nitroglycerins like my dad did. And they told me there's nothing wrong with my heart, so why am I hurting like this? Anyway, we get up there, and then I look, and there's another section of the hill that goes up further. And Bob's like, oh, yeah, I forgot there was another part. And I thought, you motherfucker, you knew this was going to happen.
At some point, like, I need to take you to Cardiac Hill just so I can show you.
I have been. This horrible hill. When I was younger, but I was younger, when Bob was actually going to SEMO for a bit, he and I used to walk around campus, and we did walk up because there was a tree at the top with like gum on it, wasn't there?
Yeah, the gum tree.
Yeah, we walked up to that once, and I remember thinking, this is hell. And that's when I was young.
Yeah. Because I lived in towers and frequently had to go up that stupid hill. It was the fucking worst. Especially when, so I was at SEMO when we had like those string of ice storms for like all 4 years while I was at SEMO.
Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill. And that's Jesse.
No, Jesse was just trying to walk up the fucking hill because he had to go to work and his car was on the other side of it. So it was bad. One day in particular, Trevor and I were trying to walk up that fucking hill in the ice and we get up almost towards the top and both of us fall.
And just slide back down?
And we slid halfway down the goddamn hill before we finally got enough traction to stop.
You know what you should have done is you should have hired you a couple of Sherpas.
We made that joke.
Did you really?
Yeah. We should, like, we need to get some goddamn Sherpas for these ice storms.
Yeah.
You could have just put on some outfits and some pickaxes. You could have been the ice climbers.
Yes.
Just chopping your way up. Man, you missed some great conversations about Smash Brothers the past
few
weeks.
Yeah, I know. I said you should have phoned me in.
You shouldn't have gone on vacation.
Nope.
Ethan took your spot last week.
I was excited to do the show because I haven't been here in 2 weeks. So.
And then we talked about nothing you wanted to. Other than your vacation.
Yeah.
Which.
And McDonald's.
Yeah.
And she got Sprite.
All right, Arnold. How do you feel real quick? How do you feel about Richter and Simon and Smash Brothers before we get out of here?
That's fine.
It's just fine? That's it?
I don't care about anybody else but my young Link.
Oh, I'm going to whip the shit out of him. I'm going to call him Kunta.
And Roy.
I'm out.
And another Fire Emblem character to piss off Asa, because that was fun.
Zach's dead. Zach is dead. You killed him.
I didn't kill nobody. You killed him. Because you always say shit to me that breaks people, and I just keep talking to ignore you. Fuck it. We're out. No, we're still not ending.
She just threw her mic on. Like, we're out. Fuck it.
And she expected Shannon to stop the
show.
I
know. He would have on a normal circumstance.
Well, we got 3 minutes left, so please, your rebuttal.
No one wants to listen to me ramble after listening to the beginning of the show.
Wait, I thought it was an all-time classic.
Yeah, I need go ahead and give me your Jesse impression. I need
that
to hear
was pretty
this.
Good.
I honestly don't think I can. I dove practically
she
from
did.
My seat
she
to your
in.
Seat.
She hit the old dolphin dive across,
and
she
was
like
hey.
Why would you do that?
She's like, I just woke up, so my voice is weird.
Because, I mean, there's literally no difference between using my microphone and yours as the end result. Like, that's literally just comedy for Shannon and Lindsay.
It was the principle of the matter.
It goes to the soundboard, which goes to the computer.
And there goes Mandy. She's walking away. Nope, she's turtling up. She's curled into a ball.
I have a feeling that this just now occurred to her. And you guys didn't mention it earlier.
We really didn't.
I mean, we.
I didn't.
To be fair, we had such little time to process what was happening. All right, you know, I think we're going to end the show a little bit early, a minute early tonight, because Mandy is now in a fetal position with Jesse's jacket curled around her, and that's a wrap. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in to After Dark. We'll see you on Sunday with Nerd Up. Mandy, you going to be on Nerd Up?
It's a morning show, so yeah, I think she'll be there.
SummerSlam this Sunday, bitches.
Right.
All right, go back and listen to PW last night. Get our preview. We'll see you guys on Sunday for Nerd Up. Have a great weekend. Mandy, say goodbye.
Bye.